Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Gene Owens. Today's community comment is about the law. What is the law? Are public servants, judges, police officers, county supervisors, city councils, and other members of government are either voted into office or appointed. However, all public servants must take an oath of office to support and defend the California state and United States Constitution. This oath creates a political body. Black's Law Dictionary 10th edition, published in 2014, defines a body politic as a group of people organized under a common authority. What is this common authority? The common authority is the California State Constitution and the United States Constitution, which our public servants are required to take an oath of office to. These constitutions are the law. Nothing else is the law. All statutes, codes, ordinances, rules, or regulations made in pursuance of the Constitution have the force of law, but they are not law. That is the reason they are called statutes, codes, ordinances, rules, or regulations, and not law. California Civil Code Section 22 mandates law is the supreme expression of the will of the supreme power of the state. California Civil Code Section 22.1 mandates the will of the state supreme power is expressed by the Constitution and by statutes. Section 21.1 of the California Civil Code mandates the law is the Constitution and that statutes follow the Constitution. The Constitution does not follow statutes. California Civil Code Section 22.2 mandates the common law of England, so far as not repugnant to or inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution or laws of this state, is the rule of decision in all the courts of this state. Most Americans are aware that we, the people, are entitled to a court of law. Black's Law Dictionary, 10th edition, defines a court of law as a court proceeding to the common law. What is the common law? Again, the answer to this question is the Constitution, which is part of the common law in all states. When our nation was founded, there was a question of who shall rule, the people or the government. Too much rule by the people is anarchy. Too much rule by the government is tyranny. To solve this problem, the oath of office was created. Under our republic, with rule by law, no one is above the law, especially public servants who are under oath to obey the law and are paid by we, the people. The people must obey constitutional law, and our public servants are under oath to support and defend constitutional law, not their opinions. Opinions change with the times, and they are merely public standards, not law. For example, under constitutional law, women have always had the right to vote. Women have always had due process of law under the Fifth Amendment, and they have always had the retained right to vote under the Ninth Amendment. We the people must study the Constitution. We must understand it, and we must demand due process of law, of constitutional law. Americans are self-ruled individuals. We are not sheeple. Reach out and claim your Bill of Rights, which is not a Bill of Privileges. This is your time to take charge of your rights. Rights are private property owned by we the people. This is Gene Owens for KINS Radio. Thank you.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.